some animal instinct starting up again. And I am wound so tightly, I hardly even breathe. You wonder why we're hungry for some kind of release. So tired of being careful, so tired of being still. Give me something I can crush, something I can kill.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
Which means that this is Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. That's a good one. That's a new one. What was that first song, Garrett?
Oh, yeah. That was The Old Religion by Florence and the Machine off her new album, Everybody Scream.
Bars.
Okay. I feel judged.
No, that was appreciation.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This week has been a week.
It's been a long week. It's been a week of little sleep.
Oh, yeah.
As many of them are.
Oh, yeah.
And also bitter cold.
It has gotten very chilly
and very windy, I fear.
Yes. And I literally was walking. I was telling Sophie about this earlier, and I just like looked down at my hand and there was like blood, and I was like, girl,
yeah,
are we being for real?
I know,
but
it's a joyful experience.
Oh yes.
Next up, what have we got?
Next up, we're going to go right into another Florence and the Machine song. I think out of, you know, the two that we're playing tonight, I think this next one, Sympathy Magic, is my preferred song off the album.
Excellent.
Overall, really good album. We were literally talking about Florence and the Machine last week.
We were, because we played one of her songs for our Halloween episode.
Yes. And I had said, I was like, I should listen to Florence and the Machine.
And then you did.
And then I did. That's Look awesome. At me following through for the first time ever.
Indeed.
I still haven't listened to that Fleet Foxes album, to
the
be honest.
The Fleet Foxes?
I will never say it correctly. I'm sorry.
No, but it's fine.
But yeah, this...
It's okay. I listened to it enough for the both of us.
Exactly. But yeah, this is Sympathy Magic by Florence and the Machine.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, guys.
Memory fails me, names and faces blur. There is only after or before. Am I so different? Have I changed? I do not recognize my face. The scar fades, but pulls inside, tugging at me all the time, chewing on a feeling, spitting it out, crouched in a ball gown, anxious and ashamed, the vague humiliations of fate. And the wind through my fingers, the only God that I know. And it does not want me on my knees to believe. Head high, arms wide, aching, aching, aching.
Keep me safe, like you told me that it would.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. That was Sympathy Magic by Florence and the Machine.
Fabulous.
Of course. I only play the best songs. Do you remember Ooh, E-E-I-E, Cat?
I hope they don't remember. I wish I didn't.
Then got some, was it EDM?
Yeah, BPM.
BPM.
Someone appreciated that, at least.
Yes. It's for you.
Yes. Well, next up, we have Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon.
Yes.
An album I listened to a lot this summer. And then Stoned Soul Picnic by The Fifth Dimension.
Very fun. I don't think I've ever heard of... Wait, was it?
The Fifth Dimension.
The Fifth Dimension.
They're
no.
really good. I have.
Are they related to Fifth Harmony?
No.
Oh.
They are many years before Fifth Harmony, I fear.
Ugh. Too bad.
But they're excellent. I recommend.
Spy.
So enjoy.
Enjoy.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody you would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds.
people say I'm crazy. I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Can you
Alrighty, you just heard Stoned Soul Picnic by The Fifth Dimension, and before that was Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon.
Amazing.
Excellent songs.
Spontaneous. Indubitable. Magnificent. I have the thistle.
I can't think of more vocabulary.
I'm tired.
Yeah. You know, some weeks we have a lot to say. Some weeks we do not have a lot to say.
No, some weeks is just like, what did you do today, Sophie?
I had a long day.
Tell me about it.
I had symmetry in the morning. We learned about wallpaper.
Ooh.
And then I went to Carmichael Dining Hall
for
a couple hours. And then I had Italian.
Spicy.
And then I went straight to work for 3 hours. And then I went straight to Spanish.
Wow.
And then I went straight to dinner with Eugene.
Wow.
And then I went straight to a group project meeting at Tisch.
Wow.
And then I returned to Lewis. And now I'm here.
Wow.
How was your day, Garrett? Tell me about it.
I woke up 30 minutes before my first class.
Yeah.
Yikes. I had my migration class. And then I went right to my Middle East history class.
Love it.
I was falling asleep a little bit.
Of course.
And then went right to my media anthropology class.
Of course.
And then I went and got lunch and coffee from Kindleven.
Yum.
And then I have to write a romantic comedy for Arabic.
That's so funny.
So I was doing that until I went to a Tatriz workshop, which is Palestinian embroidery.
Awesome.
And then I came back and I got a pita bowl from Hodge.
Delicious.
And now I'm here.
Something I love about beginning language classes is that the projects are always so silly.
Yes.
My final project for Italian 3 right now is that we have to take a scene from one of the movies we watched for class and dub it, like, nice. So like rewrite the dialogue and then like record ourselves saying it and dub it in, which is just goofy.
But I also love when you're like trying to say something and you have to come up with like the most roundabout way.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say like it was love at first sight, and it kind of is like it was
of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, right now it was love at the first observance. Or something, or like the first watching,
exactly.
And I'm like, or no, the first meeting is what I have.
Yes.
Maybe I don't remember what I wrote.
I love it though.
But yeah, my story is like a woman almost gets hit by a car, and then she's talking to a man, and he's a doctor.
No,
so
way.
She's like, "That's my husband."
Of course,
that's my husband. Yes,
yes.
But
we're. In our scene, we're talking about going on a trip, using that travel vocabulary from the beginning.
Yes.
But then her mother is sick, so she doesn't want to go on a trip.
No.
Yes, she's deathly ill. But then she realizes that her dad can watch her mom. So then she decides, yes, she can go to the beach for a week.
Actually, high key, that happened in my family.
You went to the beach for a week?
Well, it was more when my grandma was on, like, a hospice.
Oh.
But, yeah. You need a break. And you know what?
You do need a break.
And you know what part of being a caretaker is and what you may use?
What?
AARP.
Proceed.
Okay. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal chopper. Okay, let's go to the next song and we'll come back.
You'll hear about AARP in a little bit.
Guys, I tried to do a transition.
It was good.
It was,
it was good.
But
do you want to wait?
I'm just too unserious. But yeah, we're going to go into Freak. Song.
We're gonna calm down by listening to some Rosalía. What's the song, Garrett?
Yeah. Okay. So the first song is Berghain by Rosalía, Bjork, and Yves Tumor. Crazy combo. And then her next song called La Rumba del Perdón by Rosalía, Estrella Morente and Silvia Perez Cruz. And those are both off her new album that came out like 5 hours ago called Lux.
Love it.
Yeah, so have fun.
Pass
and
Lux.
Be prepared for AARP.
You're going to hear some AARP in the middle.
In your area.
Enjoy.
Bye. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then, before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play, and to help, they've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now, caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts in the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Había un kilo sin corte en tu cajón y de pura envidia alguien te lo robó. Tu mejor amigo, el que tocaba la guitarra, ¿qué será lo que pasó? flojo las cuerdas de la guitarra. También desapareció, pero yo todito te lo perdono. Todito te lo perdono. Todito te lo perdono. Todito te lo perdono. Cuando dijiste yo sé que tú eres pa' mí, yo sé que tú eres pa' mí, yo sé que tú eres pa' mí, yo sé que vendrás a mí.
Dice la calle que tú eres pa' mí, dice quién sabe que tú eres pa' mí, se dice en la plaza que tú eres pa' mí, de la otra manera que tú eres pa' mí.
Sangre metía en las venas. Primero viene el veneno y luego la pena. La que piensas que puede escaparse del plan divino.
El que le está gritando del quinto al cuarto o a su vecino.
La que siempre está dando muela y en habladuría. El que nunca dice lo que piensa aunque debería.
Se muerde los puños de rabia
y la rabia la muerde a ella. Cuando el poder pesa más que el amor, cuando el miedo está en ti y el deseo a tu alrededor. El que mató a puñalas y el pulso ni le tembló, clava el cuchillo tan hondo que lo perdió. El que tiene alma de santo pero sigue pecando.
Cuando has mentido por mentir o has mentido por tu vida. Cuando has querido más de lo que Dios te ha querido dar.
Anudar y desanudar, desnudarse y desnudar. Para hacerlo como se debe. Tres cosas necesitarás: fuego en las manos, ternura en los ojos y a mí presente en el lugar. Técnicamente eso sería un trío, pero si solo miro, no contará.
All right.
All right. So that was Berghain by Rosalía, Björk, and Yves Tumor. And then La Rumba del Perdón by Rosalía, Estela Morente, Estella Morente, and Silvia Perez Cruz. Literally, I always am too far to read their names, but
we are sadly still in Studio C.
Yes,
they're working on it, and we appreciate it.
Yes,
that.
They're working very hard, and yes, we stan. But we do love Studio
A.
But yeah, those were two songs.
I did enjoy them a lot.
Yeah, this album, I listened to it, but I didn't, like, listen. Yeah. Just kind of while I was doing homework.
It literally just came out.
It just came out.
Yeah.
The reviews are, like, crazy good.
That's awesome.
But also, I was telling Sophie, sometimes I forget, like, who I'm supposed to be talking to.
You're talking to everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was talking to this body in front of me. But Rosalía sings in 13 different languages.
That's amazing.
On this record. And she was like, I think the writing, she said, took, like, I think over a year.
Wow.
Trying to find, like, rhymes and stuff all the languages.
Cool.
Which is, like, period, sis.
Totally. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, next up.
Ooh.
We have Psalm 151 by Ezra Furman.
Ooh la la.
A song I've been enjoying immensely. I've been re-listening to this album during the past week. And
the Bible?
I really enjoy it. It's called Transangelic Exodus, and I highly recommend. And then we are going to hear That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings, which I have definitely played before on here, but it's relevant to this week because in the past 5 days, I have been called two vastly different names by two different people, different wrong names. So, like, let me tell you the story.
Yes.
Really quick.
Set the stage.
Yes. I mean, these are short stories, but people have just been getting my name wrong in very different ways in the past week. On Sunday at the Craft Center, one of the other volunteers on shift was like, "Hey, Grace, can I leave early today?" Like, looking right at me. I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then at work on Monday, not my supervisor, but, like, the big boss, like, the department head who I don't really interact with too much.
Right.
Was like, "Hey, Haley, did you get a piece of candy from the bowl over there?" I was like, "Yeah, I did."
Yes.
So, That's Not My Name. You're going to hear that. Enjoy.
Bye.
She said, if you need to find a door inside of your head that leads to somewhere else, I'll show it to you. Yeah.
Calling
They call me Haley. They call me Grace. But that's not my name.
They call you Sufa.
They were calling me Slofi earlier.
Slofi?
Slofi loser.
You should punch them.
I should have. That was Promote That's Not violence. My Name by the Ting Tings. And before that was Psalm 151 by Ezra Furman.
Very nice.
Yay.
I feel like as soon as That's Not My Name started, I was like, oh, I actually do know this song.
I love that song. It's so good.
It's such like a... Actually, I don't... What, it's like 2000s? Is that when that came out?
Something like that.
It's such like a 2000s sounding really song. And I love that.
I know, I love it too.
Bring back recession pop. You know?
It's coming back.
It's whether we want it to or not.
Exactly.
No, very nice.
What have we got next, Garrett?
Yes. So we are going to go into two songs with a backstory. So they're both by Lily Allen. And let me tell you, this woman and her music started taking over my Twitter feed because, like, my Twitter feed is full of gay people.
Of course.
And this album is about her relationship and divorce from David Harbour.
Who, if you don't know, is that the guy from Stranger Things.
Yes, the one who gets sent to the Russian gulag in season two. I think season two.
Season
I don't know.
Three?
Oh,
season four. He's in the gulag in season four.
Okay, maybe I need
he
a rewatch.
Dies at the end of season three. Dies, quote unquote. Sorry, spoiler, if you haven't seen it.
Sorry. But apparently the relationship was very
rocky,
messy and bad. But we got a fun album of music out of
it.
So we're going to listen to two songs. The first is, I'm just going to say Cat Palace.
You will hear.
But yeah, that's like the lead single. And then one of my favorites off of it is called Dallas Major.
Excellent.
Yeah. So this is Cat Palace and Dallas Major by Lily Allen.
Enjoy.
Bye.
To the apartment in the West Village instead. I'll drop off your clothes, your mountain medication. I'm already on my way, heading to the station. Stuck on the F, there's a problem on the line. I couldn't be more stressed, I'm losing my mind. Up to the first floor, key in the front door. Nothing's ever gonna be the same anymore. Broken-hearted women wishing you could have been better. Sheets pulled off the bed and strewn all on the floor. Long black hair, probably from the night before. Dwayne Reed bag with the handles tied. Sex toys, butt plugs, lube inside. Hundreds of Trojans, you're so fucking broken. How'd I get caught up in your double life?
Pussy palace, pussy palace, pussy palace, pussy palace.
That was Cat Palace and Dallas Major by Lily Allen.
And unfortunately, it is that time.
Yes, we somehow went from not having enough to talk about to talking too long.
Talking too much.
But this was Scooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Indeed. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And make sure to stay tuned in.
Tune in. Stay tuned in.
Yes.
And then tune in again.
Yes.
Next week.
We have an amazing show next week and an amazing show happening starting in like 2 minutes. But
so
what do we have closing us out?
As we fade into the next show, you're going to hear part of Mambo Sun by T-Rex.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
For you, oh, mountain range, I'm Dr. Strange. Oh, yeah.